is the Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas, every man's dad. I love you, Tom.
Now, the host of the Internet's number one call-in show.
Fucking amazing.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. I'm so glad you're here. If you're listening live on Tuesday, the 25th of February, 2014, just past 6 p.m. on the West Coast, just past 9 p.m. on the East Coast, this is a live brand spanking new edition of the Tom Likas Show. And as we are every Tuesday, we are joined, in this case, by criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just having a good time here, as we always do.
Great to see you, Tom.
Good to see you, too. We are talking criminal.
No doubt about it.
In this segment. And obviously, you know, we love to talk to all the people who have DUI issues, and all the people who have the pot smoking issues.
I want to talk about that tonight, actually.
Oh, good. All right. What do you have in mind?
Well, I've been definitely concentrating recently on crossover stuff. And it's amazing how, like, one thing links to the other. And, you know, as I'm doing family law one week and criminal law the next week, people say to me, you know, I don't understand, how do you do both? But they're so interrelated, it's really remarkable. It's really fascinating. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and I'm going to talk more about this next week in the family law segment. But this is a guy that is in a sexless marriage, Tom. Bet you never heard about that.
No, not me.
So basically married a woman, you know, thought things were going to be okay. After they had a baby, she completely lost her mind. And he hasn't had sex with her in like 2 years. And, you know, Tom, it's a little bit different when you talk about being a single guy playing the field or whatever, but being a married guy has a whole different set of consequences. And we've all seen this movie, Fatal Attraction, where the married guy hooks up with a woman and she, like, loses her mind and, like, stalks his wife and his family and whatnot. And so he was going to see professional girls, Tom.
Professional girl.
Yes, and massage parlor type gig.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like attorneys, doctors, architects.
Well, perhaps. But, you know, it's hard to remember this sometimes, and that I think that's where pot comes in too, by the way. But, you know, these things are actually illegal. And it's interesting that when you kind of set the ball rolling that you get yourself into a screwed up situation with a bad marriage, this guy ends up going to see a prostitute and ends up getting arrested.
Ooh.
And this is a whole different story.
Ooh.
And what people don't realize about prostitution in particular is what you tend to get arrested for is solicitation. And solicitation is a crime that is just talking. I don't know if you realize that.
Really?
Absolutely.
I've seen that on shows. You know, the only time I see people getting busted for prostitution, because I don't go to that part of town very often.
It's everywhere, Tom.
Yeah, I know. But on TV shows, well, I think marriage is prostitution, but that's a whole other story.
Oh,
but the only time I see people soliciting prostitutes or getting arrested for it is on TV shows.
Right.
And, many times all they did was have a conversation.
Yeah.
I happen to be tuning by an episode of Frasier a couple of months ago, and there's an episode where Frasier gets pulled over and is talking to someone he did not know was a prostitute, and
right.
Then the cops come, and then he has to get bailed out. I didn't know talking to a prostitute
well, so
could get you arrested.
This is good. This is why it's really important that we talk about this.
Now, yes.
As an attorney, I'm not supposed to counsel people how to break the law, okay, so that we're not
yes.
doing that now.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and
do that.
We're
either.
Just talking in general, of course.
Right.
But the classic scene that I've seen typically was on HBO, okay? And the guy is talking to a girl on the side of the road in, like, you know, Manhattan, 7th Avenue or something.
Right.
And, you know, they agree to whatever. And then, you know, the police jump out and they arrest him. And the guy is getting dragged away screaming, "But I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything," you know? And people have the idea that somehow they have to have their dick out or something, you know?
Oh, my.
Well, anyway, the thing that people have to be aware of, and this is exactly it, okay? First of all, the classic conversation, the guy says to the girl, the woman on the side of the street, "Are you a cop?" And she says, "No." Well, guess what? Guys, I'm sorry to tell you, that don't mean shit, okay? It's not going to help you. Cops are allowed to lie to you in the course of an investigation. And also during questioning, cops will make up stories. They'll tell you that the victim has died. They'll tell you misinformation to get you to confess. So when the police woman who's dressed as a whore says to you, I'm not a cop, that's not going to save you, okay? So don't even bother.
Oh, my.
The real crux of the crime is the agreement to exchange money for sex. And so you cannot get into that conversation. That's the key, okay? So when she says to you, what do you want? And you say, I can give you $50 for a blowjob. That is it. You've already committed the whole crime right there.
But how do they know what you're talking about? Unless they happen to come up and hear it.
You say $50 for the blowjob, right?
No, but...
She's got the microphone. She's a cop.
Oh, all right. She's what?
Oh, yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about just in general. How do they know? For example, you're sitting in your car having a conversation with somebody about this. Doors are closed. Windows are rolled up.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, well, just between you and her. That's not going to be the problem. The problem is when someone from law enforcement finds out about it.
Right. And how do you know whether that person sitting in the car is one of those?
Well, that's the point. And guys say to her, are you a cop? And she says, no, I'm not. And that doesn't mean a damn thing, as I just said.
Right. No, I understand.
So it's very important to keep the conversation away from the whole money thing. Now, what you mentioned before, you talk about marijuana.
Do they have, alcohol re-education classes? Do they have prostitution re-education?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
Who teaches these hookers?
The nastiest looking lesbian you ever saw.
Really?
Who comes in and says to the group, you're all a bunch of pieces of shit. I was raped by my stepfather, and I was used, and I was in pornography, and I'm a born-again Christian now, of course. But I did every horrible thing, and you guys are the scum of the earth for wanting sex with women. Anyway, men are supposed to always feel guilty
about
getting
laid. And you go for like 6 months of those, like I did for battering classes? Yeah,
could be a year nowadays, Tom, if you're not careful.
A year?
Well, I think you had to admit and sign out or whatever.
But I had to lie and say that I did it.
That's nice. That'll teach you, huh?
Right? Okay, I lied. Okay, I did it.
All right. Well, in this case, you're...
All right, I did. That's it. Can I go now?
Can I please go now?
I mean, it went to some fucking industrial park in Van Nuys. Saturday morning about 7:30 a.m. All right, I did it. Can I go now? Yes, I'll sign the piece of paper that says I did it. All right, fine.
Bottom line is...
I was literally told I was never getting out of there until I said that I did it. So I said I did it.
I like the thing that you're at least practical, Tom.
Well, look, if people choose to believe that I beat somebody up, they can believe that. I stand on my record. That happened 20 years ago. Haven't been arrested since. I got a couple of speeding tickets. That was it.
So, what I was talking about...
Yes?
What were we talking about? What I was talking about...
Prostitution!
Important, very important, is in the context of this, okay?
Right.
You have to figure... that if the woman seems very confident, then she's probably a cop, okay? Because a real prostitute is afraid of getting arrested also, okay? And she's checking you out and screening you out, and she's thinking that you're not a cop, and she wants to be aware of the whole situation. So that's the key of words. Now, when you talk about marijuana, which you raised before, you know, marijuana is still illegal. And I know we have marijuana stores in California, but Colorado made it completely legal.
Right.
And I think Washington State as well.
Yes.
But that is not the case here. And in most states, it's still quite illegal. And people have to be aware again that, you know, this is something that's still being investigated. They're still pouring police resources into all this crap. Now, when you talk about a bad result of being in a bad marriage, okay, there's a really great quote, which is that if you marry a great woman, then you're happy for the rest of your life. But if you have a bad marriage, then you become a philosopher, okay? And the truth of the matter is that a lot of guys, by getting into a bad marriage, end up going for the vices, like becoming hardcore drinkers, getting a DUI, which I obviously deal with. Getting into pot, not necessarily having a marijuana card, which I can't understand because they're very easy to get, or getting with prostitutes, which, again, is quite illegal. And there really is a big question. Now, I had a really interesting case lately of a guy who got off. This is like you're talking about rehabilitative therapy, Tom.
Right.
This is a guy that got off on shoplifting, and he was a young guy. It's usually a woman, but men do it as well. He would go to the store. He'd have a wallet with credit cards and money, so it wasn't a question of needing the stuff. And he would just go steal stuff for the rush. You were saying the other day you had a buzz on, and she killed your buzz or whatever.
Right.
This guy's, you know, buzz was from stealing stuff. And he'd get really excited and turned on when he got home and he looked at his bag of goodies that he had stolen.
Wow.
So he was in Santa Barbara, Tom.
Okay, I know it well.
I thought of you.
Yeah.
A student at the university there, California.
Yeah.
And he went to the school bookstore and loaded up the knapsack and apparently got caught. And so now he's got some serious problems. But in the context of talking with him about it, it was that same kind of thing. He didn't have any understanding of what it could mean, how it could impact his life. And I said to him, I said, you know, you're going to end up getting, he was a student there. I said, you're going to end up getting thrown out of the university. And that had never occurred to him. Never occurred to him.
Right.
You see how the things sort of feed off each other. And when you talk about the guys that have money problems and guys that have bad marriages, invariably, Tom, and I know it's crazy, but it always traces its way back to unprotected sex.
Yes.
As much as we talk about, you know, condoms or whatever, I don't get the impression that anyone is really using them, Tom. And these guys, they start their life off very young, get a woman pregnant, then they have to marry her, end up being support to her, so then they're broke, then they end up doing stupid things and getting arrested, then they can't get a job because they have a criminal conviction. Even when they're calling me, they want me to help them, but they don't have any money because they're paying frickin' child support and all this other bullshit. And it's amazing how there really is this sort of domino effect. And if you try to do this thing where you trace it back and you say, what, you know, where did this all start? It was pulling down those panties without the condom. It's amazing.
Yeah. I know. Of course, it probably started with people's parents having sex without a condom. I think that's where a lot of this stuff starts.
Generation to generation.
That's right. Well, back to when they had no condom. When your great-grandmother just jumped in.
Have they been around for a long time?
Condoms have not been around more than 100 years, and original condoms were literally made of sheepskin.
Yeah,
which was a
little disgusting, but why not?
And also not necessarily foolproof either.
But I think that even our grandparents had birth control, I think.
They didn't have much.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, the Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger, right? And that's, like, in the 1910 area.
Right.
And she was obviously the first big advocate for birth control for women and whatnot.
Well, she was an advocate for abortion, too.
Yeah, abortion as well.
That's what she was an advocate
controversially.
For.
Controversially.
I know I'm a big advocate for abortion, I'll tell you right now. I can think of a couple of retroactive abortions I'd like to go out and perform tonight.
Life shouldn't be so simple, I think.
No. Now, I wish I could remember because I think I was reading like at 3 in the morning when I was up late one night. There's some
do you,
other.
Do you sleep, by the way, Lycus? What's
I
your story,
do. I
man?
Sleep in 2 4-hour shifts.
Because I saw you tweeting at 2:15 or something.
Right.
You sent me an email at 2 or 3 in the morning
right.
The other day.
I'm off and up between like 2 and 5 a.m. So I'll
keep
sleep
that in mind.
2 4-hour shifts.
So is it okay to try on the cell phone? Is that all right?
I don't. I turn the ringer off at night.
Oh, man.
No, I'll take calls at 2 in the morning. I'm hoping to get back to sleep.
I know, but if you're getting that creative thing going on, it's a good time to talk to you.
Well, when I'm getting that creative thing going, what I do is I tweet, I post on Facebook, but I leave my phone to charge. I'm not answering phones at 2 in the morning. That's not happening.
Not even for me, Tom.
Not for anybody. The ringer is turned off.
All right, I got to keep this in
you
mind.
You know, and you want to know why? Because I get I get wrong numbers. Always at 3 in the morning. B, drunk dialing me who knew me from
Tom.
Years ago.
Come on, baby, come over.
No. They are chicks from the past for a reason. Okay. So I just, I don't want to be answering that phone. You know, I got that, I told you about this. I got this crazy attorney I used to date. She's young. She's about 32, I guess, by now. But she was probably closer to 24 when I dated her and fresh out of law school. And she calls me to this day. Calls me to this day. She's the one who left me for a guy who said he loved her.
Oh.
And then 6 months later, called me and said, I don't want to know.
He beat me.
No, it wasn't he beat me. Oh. It was, we went out to the National Forest together, Sequoia National Park, and it was me and him and two of his friends, and they're all talking to each other, and they don't even acknowledge me. So I came back to the tent, and I had a cell phone signal here in the forest, and I decided to call.
Right then and there with him outside.
No, he was like, I don't know, like 100 yards away or something.
Yeah, perfect.
And I'm like,
you're supposed to go and rescue her, of course.
I said, wait a minute, you told me never to call you at this number again. You told me never to send you an email again. Why are you calling me? Oh, I knew you would understand. You were always a lot nicer to me than him. He loves you. He told you, stop seeing me because he said he loves you.
He said the words you wouldn't say.
He said the word. I didn't want to lie. I didn't love her then.
You're honest, man.
I don't love her today.
I don't think most guys would hold that back, Tom.
Well, this guy said, oh, you know, what a great weekend. I'm in love with you. And so she said, don't ever call me again. And then she starts calling me again.
Well, you see how the rules only apply to you. It never applies to them, of course.
Of course. That's how it works.
What I see, and I guess this is a recurring theme, but what I really see is how people make really small mistakes and small miscalculations, and they have these echoing ripple effects and so forth. And it's amazing how circumstances that you find yourself in life lead to other things. I don't think that most people were born to get a DUI. But you see how people get themselves into these grinds and unhappy and unhealthy situations, and then one thing leads to another.
Well, I do believe there's a lot of people who are self-destructive. They say, you know, I'm never going to be a baseball star. I'm never going to be a rock star. I'm never going to be what I dreamed of being.
Not everyone's
gonna...
a rock star, okay.
Right, but people don't think that way, okay? Everybody who's playing the guitar in their garage thinks they're going to be the next big thing. Everybody. And so many times when people don't get what they were hoping for, or when life didn't turn out the way they expected, they start doing self-destructive things, like getting very drunk and driving around in their vehicle.
But see, why is there anything wrong, theoretically, with being middle class? Has the world changed that much? I mean, if you're a loser if you're just regular?
I believe that, honestly, I believe that these reality shows, whether it's the Kardashians or whatever, I think an awful lot of people think that just like Kim Kardashian, you know, got fucked from behind in a sex video and now is a multimillionaire, I think they think that everybody can do that. And the reality is everybody's not going to do that.
Right.
Well, everybody is not in demand to be doing that, you know. And so there's a lot of people just do self-destructive stuff. I mean, why do guys have sex without a condom? Why do they do it?
Feels better.
Yeah, well, as I always say, you know, does having her hand in your wallet for 25 years, does that feel better?
That requires a little bit of planning ahead, Tom.
How does that feel?
Well, that requires a little bit of analysis.
I love it when you put your hand there in my back pocket.
How many guys tell me that the woman told them that she was on the pill or whatever, you know?
Right.
The other thing that you talk about, which I think is really relevant in this, is also red flags. Now, I talked to a guy today who was telling me about this woman, and they were on and again, off again, and crazy, whatever, and they ultimately got married because she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And they got this big fight every couple of days. Anyway, so one time they broke up for a while, and then they reconciled. And when they reconciled, they had this very passionate sex or whatever at the reconciliation, right? That's always that makeup sex is extra hot or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, at the end of that, she starts acting really strange, and she says to him, you know, you raped me, and I'm going to go to the police and press charges. Now, Tom, once you talk the woman out of that, would you ever, ever talk to her again?
No!
I would be like, lose my number, you head case.
I'd go one step before that. You know, I always say I don't press the rewind button. When it's over, it is over.
Tom, you're the only person in the whole world, I swear to God.
I might be. But you know what? I'm always thinking about the money I have, my freedom, my life that I enjoy so much, and I don't want to give that up. You know what? You can always go to a new person and have sex with that person.
Somehow the confidence that you have that you're going to find someone new, it seems to be this scarcity thing where guys figure that if they blow it with this woman, they're never going to get laid again as long as they live, you know?
There is so much free pussy out there. Men, step up to the plate. You know, I mean, if you miss one vagina, they're like buses. There's another one coming along in 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
And by the way, someone's charging for entry to their vagina, guarantee you, somebody around the corner is giving it away. What do you do?
Well, so
I tell this to guys all the time.
Well, anyway, so
there's always another.
You know, but, you know, people get into these things, and so he was back with her, and they broke up, and all this nonsense. And like you say, there was this vast accumulation of red flags, each one more scary than the last. And she ultimately was threatening him and carrying on or whatever. So they broke up again. They had one of these breakups, and then she's calling him and saying, you know, come home, I want to see you. He comes home stupidly, and she has the police at the house.
Oh, my.
So it was a setup. He gets arrested. He's like, what am I doing? He turns around, and she's got two black eyes. And she says...
Two black guys?
Black eyes.
Oh, black eyes.
Yeah, she's fucking two black eyes. That wouldn't be so hard to believe. So she's got two black eyes, Mr. L. And the bottom line is that she says to the police that he had just inflicted that on her. Now, maybe she did it to herself. Maybe it was her other boyfriend. Maybe who knows. But anyway, so he's got a domestic violence charge, which is very serious. He worked for some governmental thing, so he loses his security clearance and he loses his job. And he was just, you know, eking by, waiting for the criminal trial on his domestic violence charge, trying to decide whether he should hire me or not, which he was not exactly doing very fast. He was just like in complete denial about the whole thing. Anyway, he spent a weekend somehow with the daughter, which is like a one-year-old girl. That I don't know, she did him a big favor when she would let him see the daughter when she wanted to go out on the weekends or whatever. And he brought the daughter back. He thought everything was fine. He thought they were getting along okay and that they were going to have a nice amicable divorce. Well, she called him and she told him that she thinks that he molested the little girl.
Oh, come
that there
on.
Were scrapes on her vagina or something on the, you know, little girl. I don't know, he changed her diaper, who knows. Anyway, I don't think he molested a one-year-old. But the bottom line is that she's already called Child Protective Services. I mean, are you seeing a pattern here? Okay.
Yes, I do. No, but he wasn't seeing.
Well, this is the thing. You talk about being self-destructive, you know. I'm, you know, in trying to analyze what the hell this guy is doing. I mean, would you say that? Is that it? He's crazy and he keeps going back for more? Or is it just typical behavior?
It's self-destructive behavior. It's somebody who, you know, obviously doesn't respect themselves, doesn't see that their life has his life has value. Somebody who clearly is going to keep hurting himself until finally he has no money and he has no home. And it's like alcoholics having to hit bottom before they do anything about it.
I wonder what ultimately happens to these people, Tom. Where do they end up? You know, you were always talking about, you had this great story that you recounted. I believe it was in, I see how much like is factoids I know here.
Yeah.
That you went to a Rod Stewart concert in Seattle, as I recall.
I did.
Seattle, right? You got the city
yes.
right too?
Yes.
How did you end up there? Who knows? And you were seeing all these, you know.
Well, I used to be in Seattle all the time because our show was number one in the afternoon for 10 years.
They forced you to go to a Rod Stewart concert?
No, I was there with somebody I was having sex with, or I was thinking I was going to have sex with, and I went to a Rod Stewart concert.
So the story that you had told, as I recall, was the whole story about these elderly, past their prime women trying to recapture marrying the Doobie Brothers or whatever. And going to this concert and seeing them there with the T-shirts with the rhinestones and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's just like in the context of this, I always think to myself, if I'm talking to this guy and he's doing this to himself and he's like, you know, 25 or 30, where is he going to be when he's in his 40s, Tom?
He doesn't think about that.
No, but where is he really going to be? He's going to be washed up. He's going to be a homeless person. I mean, I can't imagine. He's going to be living in a homeless shelter. How's his life ever going to get anywhere? Is he going to ever get any traction have no way to survive what he's done to himself now? And when you talk about, you know, this tendency to ignore it and avoid it just for a couple of seconds of getting laid.
Right.
It's harsh. It's really harsh.
By the way, like every caller to this show, I have had chicks get up and leave when I have whipped out the rubber. And my attitude about that is, good, glad I smoked you out.
How could a woman be insulted by that? It's so bizarre.
Because she was hoping to get into my wallet.
I mean, you got to figure, I mean, you might be an exception, Tommy. The average guy that this chick is dating is not a millionaire. I mean, she's some dork. She wants to have a kid with him, too?
Yeah, guess what? He makes $25,000 a year. She makes $10,000 a year. I mean, it's every level, every price point. Same thing.
Well, that's like that eBay thing you were talking about.
That's right. We're all on eBay.
I wanted to have this guy come on the show, and he didn't want to face you, Tom. But
because he knew what I would say.
I told him you were always nice to guests or whatever.
I am.
I don't really know what to expect. And on some level, even as a lawyer, I don't know what to tell him. It's such a disaster at some point, it's not even going to be worth trying to unsort it. And the psychology of women is such that they pour it on a guy like him. And somehow, in a way, it's like they're going after the weak link.
Right.
You know, the cheetah runs after the herd of antelope, but he goes for the slow one, you know? And somehow a woman can sense a guy that's, you know, doesn't have a lot of confidence maybe, or he's, you know, more likely to be more dependent on a woman or whatever. And they somehow that they go for these guys. I think I told you, I had a couple of clients that had huge incomes that were really nerdy. Mm-hmm. They were like computer software types. And they had gotten with the most unbelievably greedy, narcissistic women, stripper types, Tom, real nasty girls that had fucked the shit out of them for a couple of weeks, blown the guy's mind, and thereafter, as you say, had a chokehold on the guy's wallet. And they were then, at that point, back to their regular tricks. You know, they were screwing his friends and acting crazy and girls' night out and all this other crap that these girls do. And the poor guy was like, you know, didn't even really know what hit him. But the way that the law works now, and we talked about this, in the context of domestic violence and restraining orders and everything, once you go down that road, it costs her nothing to make the accusations, and then you end up having to deal with it, and it costs you a lot.
Right. That's why you have to, A, never care about anyone that you're having sex with, and B, the minute they start caring and they start getting clingy and they start blowing up your phone or your text messages, that's when it's time to chop them off at the knees before you can get into a situation
like that. What amazes me, in terms of family law, the fact is the woman's going for money or whatever. But what's amazing in criminal law, you know, it's somebody facing jail. You know, I mean, I don't think most people have been exposed to jail. I've been exposed to it. I haven't been a prisoner, thank God, of course. But, I mean, it's disgusting. It's horrible. It's horrible to cage human beings, you know. That's when they talk about, like, the crime of slavery throughout the ages, you know. But when you talk about, like, some woman you dated or some guy that you know at work or something, and he wants you in jail, they are pressing charges on you, you know what I mean? Or people talk about that, and I'm talking about this girl that you thought was a hooker that turns out to be a cop, you know? As far as she's concerned, you should get locked up, and everything that you have going on professionally is going to be destroyed and derailed, and somehow that's just, and that's crazy. And it's amazing to me to talk to a woman, and I say to her, you know, this man is your husband, he's your ex-husband, whatever, he's the father of your children. You live with him for many years. You want to see him in jail? And she goes, I want him to get raped.
Right.
I want him to get his ass kicked.
And
he
that's why you never let them get that close. You never do.
Well, I guess the bigger question is, Tom, what is it that pushes the button that makes them turn? That's the strange thing.
It makes them turn against you?
Yeah.
Because they've got you where they want you. They got you to sign the paper.
What the fuck does that mean?
They've got you to tolerate less sex, less interesting sex. They have gained 50 pounds. They have chopped their hair off. And they know that if you leave, they're going to be able to take you to the cleaners. And so that's when it happens.
This is the thing that you always said about slavery has been outlawed, you know?
Right.
Why does a woman want to keep you as a captive in that way? Why? Why is that attractive?
Because we raise girls in this society that the ultimate goal is to cage a tiger, cage a lion, catch one and hold on to them.
But I don't know. I don't see why someone would want to force you to be their friend or force you to stay with
them.
They
don't want you to be their friend. They want you to be obligated to them.
Oh, okay.
They want to be in control. They want to be driving
wallet.
The bus.
Uh-huh.
That's what they want.
Don't women like sex at all?
They like sex, but not with you.
Great.
Sex is a loss leader. I told you. The other day I was at Albertsons and I could get four bottles of Diet Sunkist for $4. Oh, must God. Buy four, okay?
Sunkist.
How do they make any money? I'm selling Diet Sunkist for $1 a bottle. How do they make any money? You know, a large soda at McDonald's is $1, okay? How do they make any money? You know how they make money? Because when I go back to the beef section, they've got some shitty piece of USDA Choice chuck roast that they sell for $16 a pound, and they think you'd be stupid enough to buy it while you got the other shit in your wagon. And that's how chicks are, okay? That's the deal. They offer up blowjobs. They offer up intercourse. Hey, get it now. Get it while it's hot. And guys jump right in. Like when they gave out, I remember back in the day in New York City outside of Madison Square Garden, there'd be some chick with a tiny top who would be giving out free samples of Marlboros to people of all ages.
Oh,
didn't matter how old you were.
Free cigs.
Marlboros for everybody. Here you go. Here's for you. Here's for you. I didn't get one. Here's for you. Here's for you. They get you in. Pretty soon you're paying $50 a carton at Costco and you're happy to get it.
You know, they gave cigarettes to the soldiers in World War II.
Yes, they did.
They put them in their little canteen pack or whatever to get them hooked.
Yes.
They gave them two, as I recall.
That's what they do. Heroin. Heroin dealers.
Oh, dear.
Here's a, you know, here's a glassine packet. Have at it. Have fun. Let me know how you like
it. Have a free one.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's how it's done. And that's what chicks do. Hey, I'll blow you.
Anyways.
You know, and then once they've got you locked in, your signature on the contract, a human being with your name on it that may or may not be your kid.
Oh, don't even start.
Once they got that, then they start butchifying, lesbifying, cutting their hair off, chunking up. And then they start telling you, and did you take out the garbage? You never take out the garbage? You never do anything around here. You never do a fucking thing around here.
Okay.
That's what they do.
You know, Tom, I have some stories. I'm going to save these for next week. I promised myself. But I've had a couple of guys go more for the Lycus principles and get with foreign women, okay?
Yes.
And it has become complete disasters in several recent instances.
Yes. But again, the problem is when they become Americanized.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
I mean, the thing to do, if you really need to be married, you don't just take a Mexican chick from a small town in Mexico. You move to Mexico. You get yourself
Up the United States?
Again, if you need to be married, this is how you do it.
So you can't be married in America?
I wouldn't be. I'm not.
Well, I know you're not. This is like, you know, you're trying to come up with practical solutions for the average guy.
Many Americans, especially in their 50s and 60s, are moving. There are these like American style tract home communities in places in Mexico. You can't, as an American, you cannot even own property in Mexico. But if you marry one of the local girls, the couple can buy a house. Yeah. And it's a fraction of what you pay in the United States. You have to hope you're not in one of those parts of Mexico where the drug cartels are lopping people's heads off.
Yeah.
But the bottom line here is there's a lot of people going to countries like Costa Rica.
Yeah, I saw it in Costa Rica.
Yeah, Belize. There's a bunch of them. Belize advertises on TV during the day on various cable channels.
All right, so we no longer retire to Florida or whatever. We retire to Costa Rica.
Too many good divorce attorneys in Florida. and you know that. Remember that law they were going to change in Florida?
What was?
Alimony does not go on forever.
Yeah, they got rid of that idea.
Well, yeah. Republican governor. Smaller government and everything. Oh, no.
Not when it comes to this.
No. Big government there enforcing the alimony.
Oh, man,
yes.
No doubt about it.
That's right. That's what they do. All right, we're going to take a break here. We've got calls coming in, and we want to get to those. Of course, we have criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs here with your free legal advice. And if you've got questions, these could be criminal law matters, DUIs, pot smoking, assault. Maybe there's somebody said you killed someone, okay?
Solicitation, that's a good one.
Solicitation.
Don't kill anyone.
I mean, have you done any of these things? Has anyone accused you of doing them? Maybe you didn't do them. Maybe you did them, but nobody can prove you did.
Maybe you wish you did them.
Maybe you wish you did them.
Maybe you're planning to do them.
Maybe you did them, but the district attorney could never prove you did them, but you're still convinced you're going to prison. Okay.
That was good.
That would be a good one for you, right?
Somebody, I love that. Absolutely.
Somebody who the police don't know for sure what the person did. They just keep talking about big game, and in reality, they don't have any evidence.
I got a couple like that. They gave me like $1,000, and they took my card. And if, you know, ... then they'll call me.
Right.
I'm just sort of in the background somewhere.
Okay. Here's the phone number if you want to talk with Adam Sachs right now. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y controls.com.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny, terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder.
We're proud to introduce New World Investigations as one of the newest P1 supporters of the Tom Likas Show. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about how important it is to have a good attorney, right, boys? Well, it's just as important to have a good private investigator in your back pocket. Terry and Josh at NewWorldInvestigations.com have been in business for over 30 years, and they're ready to help you, your business, or your attorney with insurance claims, witness statements, locates, surveillance, asset checks, executive security, and much more. Need a thorough background check on your wife, your girlfriend, a new employee, or maybe a business partner? They have got you covered. Now, these guys are experts with former federal investigators on their team. And even though they're based right here in Southern California, they have trusted partners all over the world, and they even speak Spanish. New World Investigations, always ready to take care of Tom Likas Show listeners, no matter where you are, 24/7. Check them out today at NewWorldInvestigations.com. That's NewWorldInvestigations.com.
Trapper time.
Tom Likas Show at 901-3000 Tom. That's our telephone number here, 901-3000 Tom. And this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, 901-3000-866. We're here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Marty in Lancaster, California. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, you about to bebop shabam.
How's it going, Marty?
What's up?
Well, otherwise, well, but I'm having some trouble collecting on an invoice from a deadbeat of a charter school that I did some work for, and I wanted to get Adam's recommendations. It looks like it's a category for small claims.
Yeah, happy to help you with that. If it does anything for you, I can just write them a letter. Sometimes when they get a letter from an attorney, that blows their mind. Deadbeats are always problematic. I don't know if this is a school or whatever. I'm usually dealing with individuals. You definitely want to see who you're dealing with in general before you extend credit to people. A lot of people have dozens and dozens of debts in cases that people have been screwed or whatever, and that's just how they conduct themselves in their lives. It's really awful.
Well, I did this work of putting in a 120-seat workstation computer system for them last year, and then they went and moved to a new location. And now that they have the imperative to get this same situation moved and all these workstations complete. Now, since we busted butt, got all that put together over a very short time in an emergency mode for them, they don't want to pay for it. It's a total. Last year it was not a problem getting it paid for, and this year it's we don't want to be bothered with that.
Right. Well. Again, it depends on the circumstances, but generally speaking, if it's less than $10,000, then you're absolutely right. You go to small claims court. You can do it without a lawyer. By the way, in a lot of counties, including Los Angeles, you can actually set up the whole thing online. You can actually fill out the application and do the whole thing online.
I was going to say that because there's nothing more annoying. I know you know the Van Nuys court building probably very well. I've been there many times.
I was there today, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so nothing I hate more than having to drive to Van Nuys, park my car. You know, I live on the Hollywood side of the Hollywood Hills. park my car in that parking lot, walk a football field away to the building, go in, stand in line behind people waiting for dog licenses, marriage licenses, having to ask somebody where the piece of paper is I have to fill out for small claims court. I think there are cases I just threw away over the years because the prospect of having to do all that.
Yeah, but this is just what you described about the gas station thing and liking to put your card directly at the pump. Well, now you can do it online, literally. You go onto the website of the court and you give the name of the people and the addresses and your address, and they do the whole thing for you, and you just show up to your court date. So that's pretty cool.
Is it still a flat fee where it's like years ago I heard it was $35 for filing. It's probably more now.
Well, it's a little more, but the way it works is how much you're suing for. So it's sort of a range. It starts at like $20 or $30, and then it goes up to like maybe $50 or $75 at the most. But generally speaking, if it's up to $10,000, you can get a judgment. And then judgments are nice because you can enforce them by garnishing wages or taking away bank accounts or seizing assets.
I think I heard that once I get a judgment, I probably can easily because the director is so busy that she probably will not have time to attend to it. And I heard that I could get a judgment and have the marshal actually go confiscate that from the bank account.
Isn't the hard? I have to ask this question because we have a problem, which we will talk about at some point. But isn't the hardest thing collecting on these?
Yeah,
I mean, you can get
a
judgment against somebody, and people will say, fuck this. I'm not going to waste my time going to court or bringing in an attorney. So getting a judgment's not the hard part. It's getting people to pay you.
Yeah, well, like he was saying, you can grab things or you can take accounts or you can even take physical property or whatever.
I understood that for a fee I could go to the marshal's office and they would actually go or make a ordered withdrawal from the bank account of that person.
That's true.
Wow.
Well, then that'd be my best bet because this is just for like a couple of thousand. But when work is at zero level, it's got to be something that's workable because they're going to be reluctant to do that as long as they can stand to do that. But if I can get a withdrawal ordered, then it's obviously to my advantage.
Yeah, so don't put the cart in front of the horse. Make a lawsuit. Write them a threatening thing that you want the money. Take them to court. Get a judgment. And then there are ways to enforce it. And I'll be happy to help you certainly with that at the very least.
Thanks for the call. Brian in the city of Orange, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
doing
Brian,
great.
What's up?
Hey, I actually had a question. I actually had a, I guess you would call it a traffic violation where I was riding my bike probably around this time of night, and I didn't have a light on my bike, and I was pulled over by an officer in the city of Orange, which he shot himself, actually, in the leg 2 years prior, and he gave me a ticket.
How nice.
For not having proper lighting on the bicycle.
Well,
okay.
I mean, it's obviously serious. It's not like a car or something, you know.
No, it's a bicycle.
That's a bit
much. Okay. And on the notation, he marked that it wasn't a correctable violation. Is that his mistake or
no? That would mean that he wants you to come to court. It's not something that you can fix yourself. I mean, that's very petty of him. Usually, you know, if you're doing something on a bike, I mean, they'll just give you a warning or whatever. But what happened? Did you have a court date? I mean, you didn't go or you missed it?
Well, I extended it, and I figured maybe I could correct the violation.
Well,
taillight or...
You just told me that the not correctable box has been checked off, right?
Correct.
So
may I ask you a question, Adam, right here? How does the court know Brian's name? How do they know who he is?
Well, did the cop ask you for ID?
Yes, and I gave him all my information.
Is he required to do that?
Probably not.
Oh, this happens to. I was with a group of people, six people. We're in Beverly Hills, and we're going to have dinner, and the reservation's up for another 15 minutes. And so, as usual, there were females in the crowd. They want to go over to the Pottery Barn. They want to look at the window in the Pottery Barn. So six of us just go across the street in Beverly Hills, and a cop stops all of us and wants to ticket all of us.
For jaywalking?
For jaywalking. Now, Beverly Hills has a reputation for this, but here's my question. If I'm on foot and I'm not in the car, do I have to tell the cop I have a driver's license and hand it to him? Do I have to do that?
You know, you committed a crime, so maybe. I mean, he's investigating a crime now.
How does he know I have a driver's license?
Well, broadly speaking, you don't have to identify yourself. This is still America. And this thing where the cop grabs you and says, who are you? What's your name? Where are you going? I mean, you know, if you're just minding your own business,
so
you don't. But
if I would have given him no information,
well, he stopped you for not having your lights or whatever. And in your case, Tom, you were breaking the law. You were going against a red.
Right. So what if I said my name is John Smith, and I live at 1234 Main Street in West Hollywood?
I think that as an adult, he has a reasonable belief that you probably have some, you know, normal ID, like a driver's license.
I'm on foot. Maybe I don't have my wallet with me. Maybe they're taking me out to dinner.
Well, we were talking about some of those videos that are on YouTube where
people can they tase me and then go through my pockets?
No, hopefully not. That would be out of proportions. But when you look at those YouTube videos I talked about where people are telling the cops they're not going to identify themselves and they're not going to roll down the window and whatever, you know, if you got the guts to do that, you can do that. You know, Senate did that, Mr. Checkpoint.
Right.
He has a video that's on the YouTube where he refuses to tell the cop who he is or whatever at a DUI checkpoint. And it looks for a couple of minutes there like the cop's going to kill him, you know?
Right.
Ultimately lets him go. So if you want to test the law, what ended up happening? Did you get a ticket? They let you off with a warning?
Yeah, I ended up getting a violation, but like I said, he marked the box he said it's not correctionable.
Right.
But for me, if you have a tail light or a light that's out and you correct it and you bring it to the court's attention, it should be a correctable violation. Am I not right?
Yeah. You better send that one to me. I'll take a look at it. What about you, Tom? Did you get the ticket?
I got the ticket because I was with five other people.
You did get the ticket for jaywalking.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Beverly Hills does that.
How much was it?
It was something like $60.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Guess how much mine was for not having a bike license.
I have no idea.
$200.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but the cities are all broke. State of California's broke. And this is how they're making money.
$200 for a bike?
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to stop you. Pretty soon they're going to stop you because you tore that tag off the mattress under penalty of law.
That's coming, man.
And then they're going to tell you, I want to see your ID.
You're going to get beaten to death for that.
That's right. Exactly right.
Cop's going to see you talk back.
That's right. Brian, thanks a lot for the call.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show, especially on Gin and Juice Wednesdays. Dino on an angry gin drunk can only be like a complete mess.
I'm really getting
a complete mess. Holy shit, you are just about to witness something
destructive.
Want to get the kids out of the room? Because Dino's about to get down.
Yep. Gin mad. I'm gin mad.
He's not laid back, smoking Indo, sipping on gin.
And I have no money to have my mind on. So that's out.
Guts. Glory. stupidity.
Motherfuck.
The Gary and Dino Show.
And that's just fine.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Laid back. With her mind on the lack of money and the money on the lack of the mind. Or whatever I said.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank, and the phone calls keep coming. Criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you so we don't run out of time here.
Cool. Call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com, or check my website, www.adamlawyer.com, and I definitely answer my own phone.
That's right. So remember, when you're in police custody. You know who to call. He'll answer the phone.
Please.
You're not going to get the answering service. 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. Jonathan in Carrollton, Texas. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. What's
up? On that note, one day I had alcoholic beverages in what is it, Suma Beach? And the cop asked me for, he gave me a ticket, but I just gave him the guy, the name of a guy that my ex-girlfriend at the time cheated on me with. So he didn't ask me for a ride.
That's a very good solution.
Nice.
Tom.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you just said the name and they just accepted it? They didn't, like, double check or anything, ask you for ID?
Yeah, I happened to know the guy, and I knew the address, so... I'm in my bathing suit. Where the hell am I going to keep my ID?
Wow.
There you go.
I told him it was in the car park somewhere in the hill, and, you know, I'm sure he got a nice...
John Smith, 123 Sesame Street. Perfect.
Your zip code is 00000.
Very nice.
Hey, Adam.
Yes. Listen, by the way, that's a very creative solution there.
Texas. And also for lack of insurance, I was borrowing a car.
There's a warrant out for you?
Yeah, I paid the speeding ticket, and I did not mail the proof of insurance.
Uh-oh.
Because I was borrowing the car.
Oh, dear.
And so I got a paper. I still have a California ID that goes to my parents' address. And so my mom's, she got a paper saying that there's going to be a warrant as of March 1st if I don't pay a fine, but I never got any.
See? This is what I was talking about. Things lead to other things lead to other things. You need to fax me what your mom got, okay? I've had guys get screwed beyond belief, arrested in jail, all kinds of complications for bullshit like this where you have this ticket for something that doesn't make sense because it wasn't even your car in the first place and it didn't have insurance and now all of a sudden you're being arrested.
It's not like a regular ticket. It looks like a flyer with a sticker or with my name and the address on it.
Well, let me just tell you, whatever it looks like, if it's from a court, you better take care of it, okay?
Okay.
A lot of guys tell me it didn't look important. I thought it was junk mail.
By the way, speaking of moms, Ed in Anaheim, you had a question for Adam. What's your question?
Hi, Ed.
Yeah. She had court, and they had her in the holding cell, and the door smashed her body.
Oh, my God.
She went to
May I have to ask, how old is your mom?
She's around 55, I believe.
55, and what was she accused of?
Don't want to say.
Well, you're anonymous. We don't know you, Ed. Maybe you're not. His name isn't even Ed.
They have her for extortion.
Extortion. All right. There's a lot of women who I think have committed this crime.
More common than you think.
Right.
Well, it's a group of people. 26 people.
Isn't it true what I said? The jail is the place you do not want to know about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible. And if your mom was injured, obviously you can sue the county and sue the state. So give me a call after the show, okay? But it's really awful.
I had a lawyer. Had one. He dropped the case.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He didn't want to handle it no more because he said it was going to be a conflict of interest with the L.A. County Sheriff.
Well, maybe he represented the sheriffs or something. You know, I think that you can tell a lot about a society by the way they treat prisoners. And, you know, we're supposed to be enlightened and we're supposed to be humane. And I presume your mother, you know, like anyone else, when she was arrested, she's presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. And jailers are not necessarily the most mature, intelligent people in the world. So here, this elderly woman, older woman, is having a door slammed on her. I mean, that's disgusting behavior. There's no reason to do that.
She's still injured.
It's gross.
They haven't gave her the proper treatment. They haven't been back. She hasn't been back to the doctor. And I have 6 months to file a claim. And
yeah, of course.
I talked to several lawyers, and they don't call me back.
I don't know what's going on.
Because of the process of it's taking too long and for them to get their money and so forth. So, yes, I'll definitely call you after the show. And I think I have 3 weeks before my time runs out to put a claim.
Well, all I have to say in terms of that, and believe me, I work with bail bondsmen, and if people get arrested, I try to get them out as quickly as possible. I was talking to plenty of mothers over the years, and tragically yesterday, Tom, I talked to a woman who was the wife of a guy in jail. And I'm telling her, you do not want him in jail for one extra second. Let's bail him out. And she was going to hawk her engagement ring, and then she thought about it, and she decided no. She said to me what a lot of parents say, I'll let him stay in jail for a while. It'll be good for him. He'll learn a lesson. And the answer is that is just absolutely not true. Getting raped and getting beaten up in jail is not going to teach you any very positive lessons.
Unbelievable. Ed, hang on. Dean will hook you up with Adam. Quillen in Los Angeles. You're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Dad. How's it going? Hi, Adam. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Real quick, I knew this girl back in high school. She was a good lady, a war veteran.
Okay.
She goes back to our hometown in Florida and gets busted trying to sell an undercover cop a bunch of narcotics.
Oh, jeez.
She had to feed her family. You know, I believe her. She had no criminal record before this, and she served our country and stuff. But she wants me to write her a letter of recommendation to the judge to kind of go easy on her at
sentencing. Of course, do that.
I'm usually a pretty hard up bastard. I know a bunch of
here
in LA,
that's got nothing to do with it. I mean, look, whatever her story is, I mean, it's great that she served our country. Selling drugs is obviously not a very good thing, but you don't have to even touch upon that. You know, the judge is the one. I presume the point is that she's getting sentenced soon or whatever, and obviously the judge is the one who's going to sentence her. And so make sure you're writing to the right judge. But generally speaking, you know, judges are just human beings. They don't know what to do necessarily. And you don't want to get into the issue of whether she's guilty or not because she's already been found guilty. So the thing to emphasize is that you know her. I mean, the truth, whatever it is. You know her. You used to date her. You used to go to school with her. You're her friend, whatever. And that you know her to be a good person. And that you know that she must have made a one-time lapse in judgment. And that you hope that he'll be, merciful and give her a lenient sentence. That's a very
and
a very positive thing to do for someone who's really down on their ass, essentially.
Yeah, and do you think it will come, would it cause me any possible problems in
of
the future
not.
With having this letter written or anything?
No, you're writing to the judge. It becomes probably part of the file or whatever.
What happens if she reoffends?
Well, what's that got to do with him?
I don't know. If he recommended her and said... let her off.
I would do it if I mean, unless you don't know her. I mean, if you do know her and you have something positive to say, you should do it. I would recommend.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but like, you don't think the police will look at me like, oh, who's this guy writing in and start digging?
Not.
I mean, I'm clean, but I just don't want police digging around, you know?
Absolutely not. I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem at all. I think it's a very honorable thing to do, actually. It's a really positive act where you're trying to help another person who's down on their luck as it is. I mean, I don't know what she's doing in Florida. It's pretty strict. She might be facing, you know, 10 years or something, you know?
Who knows?
So, I mean, to write a letter to the judge just attesting to your good experience with her and whatnot, I think that's I'm just saying honestly, that's a very positive act, and I encourage you to do that.
All right, Quillen, thank you for the call. Again, give everybody your number right now.
Sure. It's toll-free 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
All right. Adam Sachs, you hear him here every Tuesday. The show is live beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You'll be here, for God's sake.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
We're still very popular in Europe.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands. Voted to Beards. Beer Magazine. A man claims on Twitter that he burnt his dick fucking a Domino's pizza. Domino's pizza actually replied. Told him to contact the head office. The head office. Yes.
No. He burnt himself on
AZ
the cheese.
AZ Central posted the thing.
Let's take it easy on insulting the whole pizza and just say what it's supposed to be. He burnt it
on
the cheese.
It should be warm and moist.
Yeah. Right. And in nowhere did the people at the Domino's say, how come you're fucking a pizza?
No. No.
That's something else.
They've not done that yet.
Yeah.
A real estate honcho, furious that his ex-girlfriend was dating someone else, allegedly slipped into her Tribeca, New York apartment and drew penises on her artwork.
Yeah, so what? He made them better.
They're actually his own paintings. He owns them. They're still in her apartment. But
well,
apparently,
he definitely lessened the value of them.
Yeah. Sean Ludwig.
Yeah,
41 years old.
I don't know what Ludie's up to, but that's really something.
Yeah. Apparently got a little pissy drunk. And I guess he left his wife and kids so he could fuck this broad. And then she went and left him. So he still had a key to the apartment. Goes in there with some paint and puts big penises all over everything.
Oh, he definitely devalued those bad boys that he made anyway.
Right.
It is.
Exactly.
What a dummy.
Study shows that even women entrepreneurs perpetuate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take two on that. Perpetuate the gender wage gap. In other words, they even pay themselves less than dudes pay them.
So who are you going to blame in this case? Right? I mean, how many times are we going to... How are you going to still blame guys for this one, too?
Yeah, exactly. According to a study from Babson College that surveyed graduates of Goldman Sachs' 10,000 small business program, female entrepreneurs pay themselves less than their male counterparts.
Wow.
Dummies.
What? They have really, I'm serious, yeah. They really got to rethink the whole thing.
Yeah, they're stupid. What are you going to do? Mark Anthony, involved in a child support case, claims that he makes $1.25 million a month.
Let me do the math.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Jesus Christ.
That sucks,
dude. What does he even do?
I don't know.
Does he still make music?
Is he a singer?
Yeah.
I know not in my opinion. He's a little guy. He's a tiny dude. Runs around. He could use some step-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's worth $20.8 million, $260,000 of which is in cash. None of that's in stocks and bonds. That's some cake. He's paying $18,000 a month in child support payments, and that's probably for the twins he had with the big bottom J-Lo.
That's in other relationships, by
yeah.
the way.
In,
yeah. in this
that's
relationship?
In addition to the...
Right.
Right.
He's got $13,000 a month. She wants it raised. By the way, this is the ex-wife, Dayanara Torres. She's
a former Miss Universe. Yeah.
She's looking for $113,000 a month. $113,000.
Well, she... she'll probably get to somewhere. She's going to get more, that's for sure, because she's going for it. She's gunning for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably settle somewhere in between that and the amount she's getting now. I have to say, our friend makes some really bad judgments. First of all, being with J-Lo, I mean, I guess that's okay, but he didn't have to marry her. And then he had the twins. Then he all of a sudden saw Miss Universe. Then he got to get with her. Then he have children. Mm-hmm. He needs to just stop having children.
Right.
And then everything's
get
fine.
Get a hobby, dude.
Listen,
draw
I get
some penises
it. Jay, right. J Lo is worth a lot of dough. I get it. That's cool. But why do you have to have kids with her and then go do it again?
Yeah. Just can't get enough.
Just goddamn relax in Dundalk, Maryland, and call it a day.
Exactly. A new Today Show survey.
Yeah.
Shows that women spend 2 weeks a year on their appearance. Two whole fucking weeks is looking
a year
looking trying to make it better.
Holy shit!
2 weeks.
That is
looking in the mirror.
Wow, yeah. That is some obsessing.
It's pretty fucking nuts.
They could really cut that down. I think a lot of that's overkill too. I mean, it's really not needed, and they do a lot of that unto themselves. I don't.
Women
know
spend
why.
An average of 55 minutes a day. It's 335 hours every year.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a whole
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
Man.
The men are working. Finally, Pig Alert, Kate Upton has joined Instagram. I guess she joined on like the 19th or 20th or something.
Wow,
like that.
I didn't realize that she wasn't on Instagram. I guess she posts so many pictures of herself on Twitter that you don't realize that she doesn't have an Instagram. But apparently, that's done changed.
She started by posting a bunch of pictures, behind-the-scenes pictures of that 50th anniversary of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
And how bad can that be?
Yeah, she's amazing.
The very first picture is her in the zero gravity in the gold bathing suit. It's just the best. Just the best. Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Dundalk, Maryland.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. Brand new show for you every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Leica Show right after this.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslo. Independent, family owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslo got the job done, quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CosloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslo.com today. Coslo, COSTLO.
This is the new normal.